were so great problems.
Well, I get them a memo, but it's See, I just knew today that they were here.
They put them in. Just pictures from everyone. I'm doing. I can't. I've got to leave it to them because I don't. I can't.
No, I can't
do it every day. About twice, 2 days a week. They always run for an hour or two.
But I don't tell them the reasons why.
Never.
And see, they might turn it down. That's why I.
Never. So you just say, look, this is, you know very well that this is something that I should see. Say they should come by. Is there an old person in front of us? See, because that's, I have that, this old person in front of us is an addition to everybody else. See? Because we do a lot, you know, like, for example, where we and Marge had her brother and sister, we do that.
I didn't know they would come.
See, that is relative to making, you know, I mean, everybody around here, what you expect. But my goodness, when you have somebody out like that, they ought to get in.
Yeah,
Marge's sister-in-law said she was in Portland at the time of the club. 52 of them went down, took 3 of them. It was a rough period.
That was a rough period.
Yeah, rough. It's come along.
Yeah, I hope you do that Leo turn, do you? But every time I look at that lesson, and I like that so much.
Oh, you can do it. You can have to have a similar.
He said, I think he said this, that maybe one, just one or something. I got his letter. But I think that thought, you know, that was taken from a picture that was not really clearly developed. It was almost the last picture taken of Lincoln.
Expressions,
yeah.
Right, but they are not right for the
work.
Just doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a good one. This is great.
The album, the stuff that he's done.
Oh, the wedding pictures will be, they're sensational for years to come.
Oh, my.
The most beautiful pictures.
Everyone.
Did you see one of the dancers? I don't know who the hell did that, but there are two downstairs with Helene right in the front of the goddamn thing. Did you see
really?
That?
No.
Yes. I don't know. I don't know how she got it.
I have to go look at it.
She's right down at the
But there are some that are beautiful. There's a beautiful picture in one of First Combat Club.
Oh,
really?
Very
good.
Well,
I think that's at the reading or something, that one. And that is, we had one.
There's a great shot by the car with the band and the whole family.
Yeah.
Got those in the car, that band playing.
And I think she's down by the
all
car.
Of you and Trish.
Because she's a very handsome woman.
Yeah. That thing moved with such grace, you know, everything was like a ballet at that wedding. You know, everything moved.
Oh, yes. And I don't know if you've seen your FYI, David Marks, who was not here at the wedding, but who is, you know, the toy.
Yeah.
So it was the most beautiful thing he'd ever seen. He called me and he wrote me a letter. And the most dignified, and, you know, all the...
Yes, yeah. Fortunate distinction of being the uncle-in-law of Ellsberg.
Oh, well, I'm sure he hates him then.
Oh, they do.
Uncle-in-law of Ellsberg.
Ellsberg's wife. Ellsberg's wife. The other one is his daughter.
Yeah.
Ellsberg's wife is a hippie. And then Marx is sick about it. It's horrible. See, this is his second wife.
Oh.
His first wife is testifying against him. This is his second wife is a hippie. It's unbelievable.
I don't know.
Marx has been nice, and they should be voting against us sometime.
Oh, they have been.
Okay.
They were buying things that if you spent all the toys, you could have put them for the kids.
Got
it. But, you know, if anybody's watching, this is my category, I envision that, but we've been watching that Tony Lake since he left here. I mean, did he take a lot of zeros with him in the paint?
Not very much.
Because he's writing, you know, for...
Not anymore, he got fired. But we have...
But he's a weak character.
Yeah, that's right. And Halper also were watching him. But I don't think we bothered. They got any papers. They didn't get any of Henry's. Henry's like a little...
Lake's problem is not...
But if you've got something that's body that's real special, send them a nice picture.
I have people who the hell requested a picture of me. I don't know whether they get these. So many ask me when I'm not.
Well, don't take requests. Tell them to send me a note.
I know, but we never have an agent. The agent comes out there and says, all right, we'll send them.
Well, we're trying to write a note in, because even then, you get the right spelling. And they shouldn't ask you English. It's terribly rude. But speaking of pictures, does anyone have a picture that Brian Carlin is waiting for? Do you by chance have it in here?
I don't sign any pictures anymore. Why?
I know, but when we took out San Clemente for you to sign, and you had time to sign it and went out from your office.
Well, tell him when he gets back, we'll be waiting for him. We've got it in this place, we've got a new one, and send it in again, and I'll sign the name.
Well, I was with him, and I'll get a new one. I was going to go ahead and do it and copy it, but I can't find the picture. I just thought maybe you had sort of...
Rosa is any more important than you do, because what saves me time. No, really, most people can't do things that save their time. They add to my burdens. But any time you can sign that, signing you do and so forth, saves me probably half a day. Every day.
You don't know how many
minutes. No, I mean every day. Hours of dreary, horrible work. And so I wouldn't have time to.
Well, if the president had to do what people expect him to do now, with finding this day and age, it is ridiculous. And
well, an awful lot of
it helps people. But
an awful lot of the road is just, of course, it's become a burden. It's more than it should be.
No, except that every time somebody gets a picture or a little note, a kid gets something, their whole family is pleased.
I know, stay still, but what I meant is, it's more than can be done, so we just have to fake it.
I think they didn't think before it was necessary. And so the ones who really want it because it's going to be authentic and work so much later.
I'll never forget as a congressman. I went by one day. I had a constituent with me. When I went by the speaker's office, Frank Braver was speaker at the time. And he had an old battle axe sitting there. He'd been his secretary since, you know. She just for his age, as a matter of fact, but a very common woman. And I came by because with this important constituent. So just to say, oh, so maybe everybody was in. And the person asked for an autograph. The woman took out one of his pictures, and she signed his name and handed it to him.
Yeah,
and I heard that, and I go up a little. As a congressman, I signed all my mail, and I signed all my newsletters. It's only when I got to the Senate. But when I was a congressman, I didn't sign my mail. I dictated all.
Yeah.
I dictated all the form letters. I didn't have anybody that could do them. You remember, we had Bill Arnold at that time. Is he still living?
Yeah.
When did he die? Is he still living?
I think he died in Florida not too long ago. I think we sent flowers, we sent a letter anyway. I'm going to give you a list. You've got a lot of friends been in, but I hate that you tell me that all the time.
I know. You know, Charlie Jones died. People like that.
Charlie Jones died? Les Hoffman died?
Yes. He did. Did he die?
Les Hoffman?
Good heavens.
Former Senator Martin?
Tom Martin, I saw that. He was 78. Yeah. He was smart and retired. They had beaten him anyway.
What about
someone who died?
I don't know what he died.
He was a great, big, strong, vigorous fellow.
Yeah.
He played golf. He looked like Justin Darrick. Sometimes these great athletic types just bust off
and look in better shape than Darrick.
Darrick's more of a dissipator, but Hoffman never dissipated, as far as I could tell.
He was a genius. That probably he drove himself. Because, you know, he was the first one with that film lens for... He made that set up.
I remember going up to this house and it seems like a generation ago when it was. Remember going up to his house out of the Ventura or someplace once. You know, he lived out in Ventura or something in that area, and I go up there in the hills that far away. Went up to see him and came upstairs and downstairs. Did we write anything?
Oh, yeah,
we
wrote it. But that is true. Don't you think that's true that anyone who really, the ones who write in are who then take
I do a few of these.
Oh, he does a few.
Those are worth doing. Those will never get sold either. Never praise.
No.
I will never, that's my point. I'm never going to sign an autograph for anybody who wants to sell it.
No, when anyone writes, I say what I tell them, they write and ask them if it's an authentic signature. I have to say that I've heard for 20 years and I checked it and it was authentic. It was probably mine.
Did you sign it, Richard Nixon? It was with.
That's awfully good. The guy, that's something that, you know, it's
says nobody can ever argue with it that you've never met the president, because there you are standing with him. Well, Benjamin's afraid Rogers is going to hit you at lunch today, because State waited till Henry left and had sent a paper over on sending Sisko to Israel to negotiate the... They want to send him over and have him negotiate the extreme positions that they're now in. Al says he thinks this is a tragedy, that he doesn't know how to prevent it, except to suggest that you say that you want to hold this until we get out to San Clemente and we have a chance to have a little review of the whole thing and be sure that's what we want to do or something. But Al says the problem is that because of the Burgess flap and all, we're now persona non grata in both Cairo and Israel. And that if you send Sisko out, he'll stir the water up and put the U.S. right in the middle of being a negotiator. Middle position, which is where he thinks we don't want to be. Also, he feels that we should try to hold off that visit until after Henry's China contact is announced, which will have an enormous impact on the Soviets and will put us in a hell of a lot better position vis-a-vis the Soviets in the Mideast. So his point is we ought to try to find a way to get Rogers to hold the thing safe that you want to get into a NSC.
Could you talk to him and tell Rogers that I'd like to? Of course, I want to take off 6 days out there. Here I am.
No, well, but it has to be past that 6 days.
Yeah.
It would be after hearing
that. That I'd like to do is to see if we could cool it for, so that I can have a time. I'd tell him not because I want Henry back. Yeah. Isn't that
how I know?
But that I'd like to have him, Sisko, we could have a talk about it before that, if we could wait, that I feel it. I'm uneasy, just feel a bit uneasy about it. I don't think Rogers can catch me at lunch, Bob, because I'm not going to say anything.
I wouldn't think he would either. Sucker for
error.
And it comes on. They don't even look at the whole thing. They play it all as they're going to let the POWs out. And they don't look down the thing that says you're also going to collapse the government.
And of course, Roger. was really, he could be rational about Henry, but rational about his own role. This is the only way to handle the China contact. We can't send them. We couldn't send Rogers over to it. It's too open. We've got to see what we got to test. It's my feeling of testing the water. We're testing it privately and quietly and secretly to see whether we want to go further. And that's the way to do it. Well, it's really too bad we can't get them. Well, don't worry. Do the best we can. Agree to this unemployment figure certainly do not bother us. Greater appeal.
The first thing is going to have appeal. That congressmen are reacting the way people are going to react. They're going to say, gee, that's good. We're making some progress. And if we can keep it in the context that Mansfield did.
Mansfield and Albert were both great.
Marvelous. And if we don't get any break, I mean, it doesn't hurt much. I know it's got them all stirred up and energy's on it, but it's... Regardless,
it gets stirred up. It doesn't hurt. Stirred up in Henry's office for other reasons, and some of them really are not rational either, because they think, well, these are all secret things, and they shouldn't have broken secrecy and all that sort of thing. That's the way the game is played. I've told Henry 100 times, I said, Henry's going to put a break. I mean, you can't remember. I told him when I came back this meeting, I said, Henry, they're going to put it out. He says, no, they promised me. He says, I told him we'll close this channel. Shit. You know, he always gets the idea that, well, if we close this channel, that's a big threat. Well, sure, there's no threat to that.
They know perfectly well if you want the channel, you'll open it. If you don't want it, you'll close it. They don't commit it. I mean, make a difference what they do.
And their Henry gets his now, in all fairness, though, Henry's done a hell of a good job of negotiating up at this point. But that's not the way to play. You've got to assume in negotiation that the other fellow's trying to screw you, Bob. Henry does not assume that enough. He knows it's hard to negotiate, but he doesn't realize that's why he is surprised at an Ellsberg. You're not surprised at Ellsberg, are you?
No.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at a Lake. I'm not surprised at a Halpern. I knew they were bad bastards, right? So you wish.
Very interesting, please. Do you want any more on the July 3rd thing now from the writers?
No. I've got enough. I'd be able to work on it. I think maybe, I was thinking that I might close that July 3rd speech with the John Brown thing. What do you think? The thing that I noticed, for example, that the writers, and I've got to get, I know it's going to be gotten there. And first of all, I don't think Ray is a strong enough editor. Now, he could really have taken out that business of...
Ray agrees.
The play...
He agrees with those, that those are bad.
But he thinks I should take them on.
No, I have a
business about the plague and hunger. Oh, God, I read that to Henry, and I said, Henry, maybe I, no, I said, I'd be fine.
Oh, no.
Henry says, no, that's precious. You know how he said,
yeah.
Precious, well, that's the Jewish phrase, you know.
It's,
but Rick Christ.
I think Ray has a feeling.
Sapphire's sort of a special thing.
Well, Sapphire's an equal, as is sort of Buchanan. And they have direct line that he's not privileged to edit that. My view would be that, and I'll teach you about it.
What Ray should say is that I have doubts about this, and this.
Yeah.
And then that will raise signal me. Otherwise, I may put something out that I don't really like.
Yeah. He can just go through it and put a red line.
I'm not going to be stupid. Tom, I don't want him to edit it, because maybe I want to leave in. But let me say the other thing. They must not be afraid to repeat exactly the words that I have used. Even Andrews doesn't do that adequately. Like, for example, if you said something about the irrepressiveness is at an end, let's keep repeating it.
Sure. That's one you can say every time you say
it. That's right. And there was another one that I had in this that was really, I thought was awful. Getting back, let's see, imagine yourself in the archives, and so we present all this, and we talk about the end, about what is the spirit of the third, what our attitude should be, whether we should say, there are many at this time, there are too many voices in this land that say this is an ugly country, because of our, what is wrong with America. They're blinded, because of what they see, what is wrong with America. See, I've never used that has never been used. As you know, when we did that speech at the JCs, they did not use that on the news. That was not used. What they used was the applause.
The only thing, and it doesn't matter really, I guess it's only a technical matter, is that John Brown doesn't fit into the into the bicentennial and archive.
Except that it fits into the point that the bicentennial is the time to talk about the beautiful country.
Is that girl's graduation address got anything in it you could use that way? I don't remember whether her rhetoric was eloquent enough, but the grabber of reading from the commencement address given by a 18-year-old girl.
Yeah. Send it into me. I might find something there.
Ties into the 18-year vote and all that stuff.
She's the only problem is